This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I know Joe decided not to run in 2016, but what if he ran in the future? And I remember looking at Jim Biden and saying, how are you guys getting away with this? And he sort of looked at me and he laughed a little bit and said, plausible deniability.
My son's business dealings were not anything with everybody that he's talking about.
I never discussed a single thing with my son.
I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings.
I never, ever, 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 ever had a conversation with my son about anything that I was doing.
I just can almost picture his face where he sort of chuckles and says, plausible deniability.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Why at 10:38 on the night of May 2nd would Joe Biden take time to sit down with me in a dark bar at the Beverly Hilton, sort of positioned behind a column so people couldn't see us, to have a discussion about his family and business at a very high level?
Are you rehearsing for some really bad mafia movie?
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
When I saw Adam Schiff go on record talking about Russian disinformation.
What's the nature of the compromise?
I was at the end of my rope. And so I crawled Rob Walker and I told him that if that statement isn't retracted by Congressman Schiff by midnight on Sunday, that I was going on record to the American government, to the American citizen and the world.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Unchained and unstoppable.
But basically, Rob's position was, if you go on record with all these facts, you'll bury all of us.
If he doesn't come out on record, I am providing the facts.
Tony, you're just going to bury all of us, man.
What's the matter with you? I think your brain is going soft. Never tell anybody outside the family what you're thinking again.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
You know, as appalling as that interview was with Tucker Carlson and Tony Bobulinski last night, what's even more disturbing is the fact that the mainstream media won't pick it up. Of course, it's on Fox and Newsmax, OANN, et cetera, et cetera. It's in the Federalist. It's the conservative treehouse, places like that. But the mainstream networks and big tech are doing their best to keep this under the radar. Anything. They just want to keep talking about COVID-19. And I wish the president would talk less about COVID-19 and more about the riots that are going on. You know, have you seen what's been going on? Both coasts. There's riots in Philadelphia and there's riots in L.A. Now, the riots in Philadelphia are because the cops killed an aspiring rapper with 9 kids who was advancing on them with a knife. The riots in L.A. are celebrating the victory of the Los Angeles Dodgers in the World Series. But yet, the video looks eerily similar. They're even looting the same stores. Have you noticed that? Foot Locker is a really good target. East Coast, West Coast, all around the town. Foot Lockers are going down big time. Walmarts, Rite Aids, they're all going. But not to worry, though, in Philadelphia. Because you know why? Because Governor Tom Wolf has said that it's a peaceful protest. Cut 21.
As everyone is really sad by the death of the victim, and I think I share in mourning with the family. Any time that happens is a tragedy for whatever reason, and I think we need to make sure that we follow up, find out what happened. I'm and my staff have been in constant communication since last night with the folks in Philadelphia, and the hope is that that doesn't escalate into anything more than the peaceful protests that I think this kind of situation brings out.
The peaceful protests. There were 30 cops injured on the first night, and one of them, one of the injured cops, was deliberately run over by a guy in a pickup truck. Wonder if that is 56-year-old female police officer. I wonder if she thinks it was a peaceful protest. Last night, nearly a dozen people, including a 15-year-old, were shot overnight after looting and rioting in Philadelphia. Apparently, a lot of the victims were looters. Gun battles were breaking out between the looters in the city of brotherly love. In one case, this was texted about or by the local TV reporters, a 50-year-old man had a looter had filled up his car with stolen goods and then was taking off, and he was carjacked. He was carjacked by other looters. Is there no honor among these peaceful protesters? At least 11 wounded during the overnight violence. Looters were shooting looters. That's a quote from the police department. Here's another tweet. This is the Walmart that got looted. Security took us to get a look inside the Walmart. He says looters broke in through the roof and broke the water pipes, which have now completely flooded the entire store, but they're still looting out the back and side doors. Why would you break the pipes before you finish looting the place? What kind of looters are these? Meanwhile, three time zones away, celebrations after Dodgers World Series win turn unruly, violent in downtown L.A. Eight arrested amid looting and vandalism. A semi-truck was looted and a police vehicle and some businesses were vandalized. At least four businesses were vandalized downtown, including a Foot Locker, a Jersey Mike's Subs restaurant. That seems like an odd place to vandalize, doesn't it? I mean, what, did they run out of liquor stores? No jewelry stores left in downtown L.A.? LAPD said eight people were arrested. Three officers suffered minor injuries.
I think they even got a Chick-fil-A in Philly.
Did they really? They took out a Chick-fil-A?
Yep.
That would have been a good poll question. What would you rather loot, a Chick-fil-A or a Jersey Mike's? I would go for...
With the Lord's chicken or you'll suffer the Lord's wrath. What's Jersey Mike going to do, huh?
I don't know. I like Jersey Mike's, but I'd go for the Chick-fil-A, I think. Let's see. Meanwhile, the victim in Philadelphia, who I told you, this was the third time the police had been called to his house that day before he brought the knife to the gunfight. And he pleaded guilty in 2017 to robbery, assault, and possessing an instrument of crime. Authorities said he kicked down the door of another woman and put a gun to her head. He was sentenced to 11 to 23 months in jail. In 2013, he pleaded guilty to resisting arrest and punching an officer in the face. Officers had been to Wallace's home two or three times before, depending on what outlet you're reading from. 844-500-4242. That's I think that's what Trump should be talking about a little bit more today, is the riots, especially the one in Philadelphia. I mean, this is just this is out of control. I mean, they keep saying Philadelphia is in Pennsylvania. Obviously, in Pennsylvania is a swing state, but this cannot be good news for the Biden-Harris campaign. This is I think that's one reason why you're not seeing it very much. It's not getting the total bums rush and the total shutdown that they're doing on the Tony Bobulinski story on Fox or the New York Post stories about the laptop and what's on it, but of Hunter Biden's. But they don't want to concentrate on that. All they want to talk about is the sky is falling. We're all going to die. It's going to be a dark winter. That's all they want to talk about. That's it. COVID-19, or as Joe Biden called it, Joe Biden came up with another new name for it today, Cut 20.
It's an insult to every single person suffering from COVID-19.
COVID-19. So it used to be COVID-9. It was the Wuhan, not the Wuhan, the Wuhan flu. And then he talks about N1H1 virus that he had to fight when he was part of the Biden-Obama administration, as he puts it.
But you can only die of COVID-19 if you have comorbidities. Everyone knows that.
Where, Mr. Vice President, where is COVID-19 hitting particularly hard? Cut 18.
We focused on the way this virus is hitting communities of color much harder, particularly Black, Latino, and Native American communities.
Black communities. Blacks. The Black American community is being hit particularly hard. I didn't know that, Mr. Biden. Can you give me some statistics on that, Cut 19?
One in 1,000 Black Americans have died from this virus. This is a staggering statistic.
Not a staggering statistic or the staggering statistic. This is staggering statistic. All right. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr. Okay,
Howie Carr. You can trust him. He's not like the others.
Hi, this is John in the People's Republic of Amherst, Massachusetts.
This is Heather from Litchfield, Maine.
This is Kent, Wichita, Kansas, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Our listeners love the Thunderstorm air purifier, and the reviews are in. Lisa wrote, quote, "The Thunderstorm is everything Howie Carr claimed it would be. I have three dogs and three birds, but you wouldn't know it now." Another stated, "The Thunderstorm exceeded my expectations. It will be even more handy when winter arrives and we cannot open the window. Winter is coming, so plan now. Eden Pure will continue their buy one, get one promotion for the Thunderstorm air purification system. Eden Pure is able to do this due to the huge success from Howie Carr Show listeners. The response has been tremendous, and Eden Pure is passing on those savings to the listeners. The Thunderstorm is a small device. You can hold it in your hand. I'm doing it right now. I got it up for the social media camera. Plug it into the wall to purify the air from any odor. Could be pet odor, kitchen smells, tobacco, or that damp smell you may have lingering in your basement, cellar. I've seen large purification systems that cost $1,000 and also take up a lot of space. The Thunderstorm is below $100 and takes up no room, as you can see. Also, no filters are needed. Take advantage of the BOGO offer now and experience for yourself what all the listeners are raving about. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie BOGO. That's EdenPure.com, Howie BOGO. Shipping is free. It's a great product. Okay, it's that time of the day. It's time for a cheap bastard deal.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal. Sounds too good to be true.
Oh no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
Okay, now everybody's trying to ward off flu or anything else as we move into the cold weather months. And you need a good supplement to get you through. It's immune support. And on the line with us now is Mark Levesque from Viral Halt. Viral Halt is a unique supplement that fights viruses. It's made right here in the USA. This company is based out of New Hampshire. I've been taking Viral Halt for weeks now, and so far, so good. Mark, thanks for being with us, and tell us about Viral Halt and how it works.
Well, first of all, Howie, thank you so much for having me on the show. I really appreciate it, and we're really excited about sharing our product, Viral Halt, with your listeners. So this is a new alternative that's an all-natural, all-organic, and is proven broad-spectrum antiviral that helps prevent viruses. You know, one thing to think about, Howie, is a good, strong immune system may help with symptoms, but it doesn't necessarily prevent you from getting a virus. Our product is different. It works to shut down viruses and eliminate them from your body.
Well, now, what's the key ingredient? We talked about this a little before the show. Why don't you tell people what the key ingredient is?
Sure. So the key ingredient is a thing called humic substance, which is two substances. It's humic acid and fulvic acid. Those are the key ingredients. And they work to shut down the virus. What they do is they stick to the cell. Humic substance sticks to the cell, and it prevents viruses from invading the cell. Viruses typically will invade a cell, insert its DNA, and then create thousands of copies of itself. It's a parasite. That's how it reproduces. In this
and
case,
when you say and humic, what is the root word, the base word? Where does humic acid come from?
That's a good question, Howie. Humic comes from the soil itself. We find it in our topsoils in farming and agriculture. It's a naturally occurring compound, and along with that is fulvic acid, and they play a really important role in farming and agriculture and ultimately all the foods that we eat. So today's topsoils contain less than 1% of humic substance, whereas 1,500 years ago, all the topsoils had around 4 to 6% humic substance. And so we depleted our soils of all these rich nutrients, and we haven't bothered to replenish them. So that's kind of what's going on here.
So this is just replacing an ingredient that our ancestors down through the millennia have always relied on and eaten directly, but we don't have a chance to get it so much naturally ourselves. So you can get it now through viral halt. And now also got a lot of trace ingredients in here. If you were to buy all the ingredients in this one bottle, how much would it cost you, do you think?
Sure. We anticipate it would cost well over $100, even as much as $200, to get the similar ingredients. And for one thing, Howard, you cannot buy humic and fulvic acid at Walgreens, CVS, or GNC. You can't find it. It doesn't exist. So those ingredients you cannot buy. But the other trace minerals, there are 72 trace minerals, including zinc, vitamin D, calcium, magnesium, iron, potassium, basically the gamut of the periodic table. And our retail price is $39.99, but today, of course, on the Cheap Bastard deal, it's $19.99. So
this is going to go really fast. Yeah.
Yes, sir, it will. Absolutely.
So there are only 50. We've only got 50 bottles to sell. So you got to move fast. Go to HowieCarShow.com, click on store, and get the Viral Halt CBD Cheap Bastard deal. And after it sells out, you've got another deal. You have a different deal, correct, Mark?
Yes, that's correct. Correct, Howie. Right. People can get 25% off after the first few bottles are taken. Correct.
All right. So the thing about this is the humic acid, you can't buy this anywhere. I couldn't go into my local drugstore and just say and go down and look for, go down through the alphabet and come to H for humic acid. It's not going to be there. So this is harder to find. How did you figure this out?
Well, so one of our partners, right, has been working with humic acid for 30 years now. And he's done a lot of research, and so he's put together a premium blend of super composted minerals and natural organic compounds with the humic and fulvic acid into one small capsule that you can take just one a day. And so he's got the formula figured out, as it were. And we've seen very positive test results. Can I share those with you too, Howie, as well?
Sure, quickly, yeah. Yeah,
okay, so... Yeah, so the big study was the NIH, the National Institutes of Health, out of Bethesda, Maryland, at the Lewis Stokes National Labs. Dr. Christopher Chang in 2002 did a huge study, a very detailed report, and he published the report. You can find it online. It's on our website. But he basically concluded that humic acid was effective in fighting and preventing viruses. It shuts the virus down and eliminates it from the body, but yet it increases the cell permeability. So the cell will uptake and increase on the positive nutrients and minerals and yet shut down the viruses and eliminate those.
So what's the web address if people want to read up on Viral Halt?
Sure,
Mark.
Sure, absolutely. It's viralhowie.com. Viralhowie.com.
I like that. Viralhowie.com, and you can read up on humic acid and Viral Halt. And again, these bottles are going to go fast. So just check it out. And the deal's good. It usually is $39.99, but today it's $19.99. But there's only 50 bottles available, so they're going to go very fast. And you guys are in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, so you're a local product, and the product's made in the U.S. Is it not?
Yes, that's correct, Howie. It's a U.S. product.
That's good. People want U.S. products these days more than ever. Okay, thanks, Mark Levesque. And again, go to HowieCarShow.com, click on store, and get your bottle of Viral Halt. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Well, Viral Halt sold out very quickly, but they're going to continue the 50% off sale for today only. Go to viralhowie.com and put in code word Howie, and you still get the 50% off. So it'll be the $39.99 value for $19.99. That's viralhowie.com, code word Howie, to get 50% off today. Viralhowie.com, code word Howie, to get 50% off for the rest of the day. All right, 844-500-4242. We've been trying to tell you about people who are getting canceled and fired and oppressed for being Trump supporters. And we've got another story today, and this one's from New Hampshire. And you may have seen this if you look at the union leader. Trump Country billboard removed from downtown Nashua building. And we're going to speak to the person who spent $2,600 to put up this Trump Country billboard, a nice looking billboard on Main Street in downtown Nashua. And now it's gone. It's gone. It was canceled. That expression of his First Amendment rights was canceled. Joining us now is Dave Streit, and he's from Nashua. Dave, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show. We're sorry this happened to you. Tell us the circumstances.
Howie, great show. Thanks a bunch for having me on. You know, I listened to the ad before I came on, and it almost sounded like a Joe Biden interview. You know, what day is it? What's your favorite color? What's your favorite ice cream? I had to listen twice. But just by way of background, my wife and I were political refugees. You know, we moved here from Connecticut. It was a combination of Trump tax cuts, the China virus, and de Blasio promoting violence in New York City that caused a massive migration out of New York City. And we, after 13 years of price declines on our house, we found a buyer, and we were ecstatic. You know, the Connecticut was a fabulous place to live until the early 90s, and all of a sudden, Connecticut said, if we just had a state income tax, everything would be fine. Well, right. You know what happened? We went from getting more companies than you could imagine moving to Connecticut to Connecticut's moving out. I can't remember since the year 2000 that a major corporation moved to Connecticut. So they're all fleeing. So that's where we came in, and we said, you know what? We're gonna go with New Hampshire as long as we have a Republican as a governor. Okay, I mean, the guy's opposed 67 bills already that the Democrats wanted to hammer through. And, you know, I look at liberalism, it's like this incurable disease, you know, and it always kills the host. And once the host is dead, it moves to another state, and it kills that state, and there's no cure for it. So, you know, that's how we ended up in New Hampshire. And then with regard to the billboard, I've never spent a penny on a billboard in my life. And, you know, again, not to revert back, but in Connecticut, I mean, you had Republicans running on a ticket of, hey, I'm the most liberal Republican in Hartford. And then they wondered why Republicans never came out to vote. So they came up here to New Hampshire.
Let's not forget those late-night vote counts. Dave, let's not forget the late-night vote counts in Bridgeport, too. You know, sometimes people don't really remember those things going on. I mean, the state wouldn't be the basket case it is if they hadn't had that late night vote count a couple of gubernatorial elections ago, you know?
Well, and I can't understand how the post office can deliver letters from 6 feet under. And half the people that turn in their votes are dead. So, so we decided we're going to try something different. Trump, you know, the most likely candidate to run as Republican to get elected, all the rest. He made a mountain of pledges and promises to the American public. I voted for him, you know, mainly because I couldn't stand Hillary Clinton. And guess what? This guy kept every single promise. The only one he's failed to keep is he said, we're going to be winning so much you're going to get tired of winning. I'm not tired of winning, Mr. Trump. I think you're fabulous. We will go another 100 years or more before we ever find a person like the president that stands in the gap and opposes all the madness that just seemed like was being replaced as common sense in society. You know, so if anybody wants a glimpse of what a liberal state can look like, you just look at what's going on in Los Angeles and Chicago and Philadelphia overnight. Can you imagine the mayor of Philadelphia waiting 2 days to call in the National Guard knowing that it was going to be a looting fest down there? That
he's a
guy's got to get fired, too.
Kenny's a boob. He's a bigger boob than Lamont, your old governor, and our governor. But anyway, tell us about the billboard. Now, yeah, how did you happen to buy a billboard?
Well, you know, any money that we would spend on a political ad down in Connecticut would be a waste of money. And New Hampshire, I thought would at least be a slim possibility that Trump could carry New Hampshire. And we said, okay, we're going to spend our money up in New Hampshire. So we tracked down all the billboard companies, Lamar, Outfront, and all these other media companies, and we settled on a sign that was on Main Street, downtown Nashua, above the third story of a building down there. And, you know, it was supposed to run through the election day on November 3rd, and it got up until about, this last weekend. Then I got an email, and they said, hey, we're taking down your sign because someone complained. I thought, well, hold it. It's in the contract that political ads are okay. You designed it. You put it up. You approved it. And now you're saying, oh, well, someone complained. Well, you know what? If that was a Joe Biden poster or billboard up there and I complained, do you think they'd take it down? No, it would be there for good. So anyway, they took it down, and I thought, I just can't stand for that. There goes the Second Amendment. I'm getting canceled. No sooner I get to New Hampshire, I'm getting canceled. Just can't put up with it. So just went on this campaign to try and get some visibility for it. And it's getting a lot of visibility, you know. I mean, it was on, the union leader picked it up and it ran from there. And so, yeah, we're getting a lot of support for.
Do you want the money back? Well, they say they're going to refund you the money for the unused days. But, I mean, you'd rather have the billboard back up, wouldn't you, for the last few days here?
Yeah, they wanted to do a linear reimbursement, saying that every day since it was up was, you know, of equal value. That's not the case. The last 6 days before the election, that's where the whole value is. So we're back and forth negotiating on that. And, you know, there are some good people in the company. I don't want to dump all over the company. You know, and if there are retailers that are getting complaints and their companies are at risk, I kind of get why they would say, you know, these are tough times for small retailers, and I can see if they get complaints, there's something there. But, you know, so my biggest beef is Outfront came out and said, well, look, we'll give you a choice of four locations. And then they showed me where the locations were, and my gosh, they're like on the Canadian border. The only time you end up there is if you take a wrong turn.
You're
like,
kidding. They said, we'll give you, they basically said, we'll give you a location where nobody can see it and complain. Did they tell you how many people had actually complained about it?
Well, my guess is, now look, they wouldn't tell me, but from what we can track down, and we went down on Main Street and talked to a bunch of people down there, there may have been like five complaints. And, you know, one person was particularly obnoxious and rude and yelling and screaming and, you know, got some people freaked out. And that's part of that cancel culture.
Well, how does he freak people out? You have a First Amendment right to put that up. There's nothing obscene in saying Trump country. You've put up the money to pay for it. You have a signed contract. What does it matter how much he yells? Why don't they just tell him to shut up and move along and go put up a Biden country sign on the other side of Main Street, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, you're applying perfect reason and logic to an illogical world. I mean, look at that couple down in St. Louis. You know, they called the police to come out and defend them from people that broke into their neighborhood and were destroying the neighborhood. So they go out in front of their house and defend themselves. Who gets arrested?
Yeah.
And we're seeing that all across the country. You know, there's the bad guys are winning, and we just can't let that happen. We just got to stand in the gap. I mean, it's people like yourself and your show that are carrying the mantle for conservatives. I think that's fabulous.
I love the fact, too, I'm looking at this picture of you and the union leader today, and you're pointing towards the sign. The sign is empty. So the company is not making any money.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, so, you know, the good news is, now here's kind of a happy ending to the story. A billboard company called me up in Manchester, and the guy says, look, what happened to you is a complete disgrace. I am so livid about this. I'm going to give you six billboards now through the election for more than I was paying for that one billboard in that one spot. So we're going to be running those up in Manchester starting tomorrow. I'm kind of hoping that anybody that's listening to this broadcast would organize Trump rallies around the base of these signs that are going to be popping up tomorrow.
Where are the – give me the locations of a couple of the signs in Manchester.
You know, I'm going to have to email them to you because, you know, she told me I've just been back and forth. It's been a scramble today. I spent the entire day on the phone. Ben Shapiro picked this story up. A bunch of new – I'm going to be doing a piece on Newsmax tomorrow. That's carried by half a million viewers.
Right.
So, you know, by them canceling this, they're doing more for the cause of Trump than I could have ever asked for. So just like, you know, de Blasio helping us sell our house. Yeah, well, God bless out front for helping us get some media coverage on this.
I hadn't thought of that. This is like a, you know, hitting a pool in a game of pool. You know, you have a bank shot, and so de Blasio drives somebody out in New York who wants to get out, and they're so desperate to get out of New York, they buy your house. So you're desperate to leave Connecticut, but now you can go to New Hampshire. That's great.
Exactly. Well, so like with this situation, the billboard, I'm having a hard time acting really, really disgruntled because it's turning out far better than I could have ever imagined. And when I tell you, to get these phone calls from people I've never met, now how they find my name and phone number and email address, I don't know, but there are ways, I guess. To get this outpouring of support from so many people across the country, you know, sending me money now to put up more signs and saying, you know, I want to go out and see the signs and I'm behind you. And, you know, it's contacts from the East Coast to the West Coast, Arizona, all these swing states. It's really been
exciting. That's good. Well, listen, send Grace the list of where the billboards are going to be in Manchester. Manchester's a bigger city than Nashua to begin with, and you're going to have six signs. So, yeah, you're going to come out ahead here. Oh, and hold on, and we're going to send you a Trump 2020, 2024, 2028, et cetera, T-shirt, too, Dave Streit. And we appreciate you being with us, and good luck. And we'll tweet out the locations of the billboards so people can see them tomorrow up in the Manchester area. That's great. All right. I told you yesterday I've been listening to Bob Dylan, the great electric Bob Dylan from the mid-60s on my Raycon earbuds. It's just great. I could just walk around. It was a beautiful day, beautiful dawn here in South Florida, 80 degrees, pink skies with the sunrise, and I'm just listening to Bob Dylan stuck inside a mobile with the Memphis Blues again, just like Tom Thumb's blues. It takes a lot to laugh. It takes a train to cry. All those great tunes. I'm not bothering anybody out on the bike path or the mailroom manager or anybody. I just enjoy it all to myself. And that's what you need if you want to enjoy your music or your podcasts and not bother anybody else, whether it's at work or at play or just getting a little exercise. Get some wireless earbuds from Raycon. And the best thing about them is, other than the sound, is you can get them for less than half the price that the other guys charge. Raycon's newest model, the Everyday E25 earbuds, are their best ones yet. With 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, more bass, a more compact design, a noise-isolating fit. Raycon earbuds are stylish and discreet. No dangling wires or stems. Maybe if you're, you know, sort of humming along with the song, whatever it is, people will think you're, you know, different. But they're not going to know that you have those earbuds in your ears. And that's the coolest thing of all. They are stylish and discreet. And it was co-founded, the company Raycon, by Ray J. Celebrities like Mike Tyson, J.R. Smith, and Snoop Dogg are obsessed with their products. Give them a try. Raycon has a 45-day free return policy, so you can make sure they're the pair of wireless earbuds for you. Now, for a limited time, get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for a special 15% discount on Raycon wireless earbuds. Buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
He didn't come here to be made sport of. Howie Carr.
Hi, this is Cindy from Osterville, Massachusetts.
This is Brett Rock from Dunstable, Massachusetts.
This is Amy in Lisbon Falls, Maine, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
There's Jimi Hendrix. I'll have to be listening to him on my Raycons next. Stevie Ray Vaughan, he's doing his Jimi Hendrix impersonation then. impression. Raycon's newest wireless earbuds, the Everyday E25s, are their best ones yet, with 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, and a noise-isolating fit that really allows you to focus on what you're listening to. Get 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds at buyraycon.com/Howie. Buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should early voting be abolished?
Yes, it should.
83% say yes.
I'm sure all the people that want to now change their votes now that they know how bad Joe Biden is, how evil he is.
Well, after the debate on Thursday, one of the top Google searches on Friday was, can I change my vote?
Yeah, and the answer in most states is no. I don't know how you do it in any of the states, really, once you put the ballot in the box. But I guess maybe a few places you can change. 844-500-4242. We were just talking with Dave Streit about his billboard that was canceled in Nashua, but he's getting new billboards, and we'll tweet out the addresses where they're going to be. But here's one from 781, and this is a guy. He says he visits his parents up in New Hampshire, and right before the Rochester, New Hampshire toll booth is a huge lighted billboard that says 221,000 dead, X amounts of jobs lost, fire him, and it has a profile of Trump. Do you really think I like seeing that? It enrages me every time I visit my parents. If that can stand, it's a bold-faced lie, all of everything he says in that on that billboard. This guy's billboard should be able to stand. He should sue them. This is not right. Yeah, I agree. I agree. Someone says that this company that owns the billboards is owned by CBS. So that would make perfect sense, wouldn't it? CBS, the fake news purveyors that run 60 Minutes. Anyway, the president is at a rally this afternoon in Arizona. There are two rallies in Arizona this afternoon. Then he flies back to Florida, right down here. And so we're gonna just take a little bit of his rally. He's been going Where's Hunter, of course, and talking about the Hispanic community in Arizona and the law enforcement. But let's pick it up right now.
Right at the end of the night, I don't know what happened. He got a lot of women. We did very well with women. You know why? Women are very smart. They want security. They want safety. If they're from suburbia, the suburban women, they give me a hard time on suburban women, the people, the fake news. You know what they want? They want security, and they don't want their neighborhood destroyed. And I ended the regulation that would destroy their neighborhood. But I'm not just running against Joe Biden. I'm running against the left-wing mob and the left-wing media, the big tech giants. And I'm also running against the rhinos. Do you know what a rhino is? A rhino may be the lowest
Jeff
form
Flake
of human life.
John McCain.
I actually sort of like the others better than the rhinos. You know why? Wow.
The jets are flying overhead.
That plane's about 4 days old. You know, we have all brand new equipment, F-35s, everything. We're the envy of the world. You know what? We are the envy. Do you know about that, Dan? We're the envy. Look at that sucker. He's trying to show off to the
press. Here's it. Let's go to the cut of him talking about Perry Mason, one of my favorites, Perry Mason. Go ahead.
You see the poll? 91-9. That's, I don't know the words. 91-9. That's not bad. I got angry at the media. I thought it should have been better than that. And I felt like Perry Mason because he admitted right at the end his last statement. I said, does that mean you don't like oil, Joe? No, it's Perry Mason. You ever watch, right? Columbo. How about Columbo?
So his favorite show is Perry Mason and Columbo, and Joe Biden's favorite police procedural is Matlock. I'll take a Perry Mason or a Columbo any day over a Matlock. All right, we'll be back. We'll talk about Bobo Bielinski. When we come back, I'm Howie Carr.